What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Well, it's Crab Diving Live, everybody, broadcasting at you from the Banana Republic of the United States of Trumpist America.
Ooh, yeah.
U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 on the Pacific Coast if you're listening live. Otherwise, you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Wee-wee.
However you got us, we appreciate the hell out of it.
Yay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's one of those days. Fuck it. My name's Patrick Vile. Let's just get right into it.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, if you're in Washington in D.C., I'd go home.
Well, yeah. I mean, as of this moment, I don't think they've cleared all of the Trump and vermin out of the Senate.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They're still working on it because there are hundreds of these assholes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Somebody's been shot. We don't know any more news about that.
Yeah.
They used tear gas or pepper spray, I guess, in places. And I guess a cop got pepper sprayed, but we're not sure if he got his own blowback or if he got it, you know, one of these assholes maced him.
Right. Well, listen, hey, you know, that's white privilege. All these guys, you rush the fucking Capitol building.
That's a lot of people have been saying is, wow, the treatment of these guys who have literally violently broken into our halls of Congress to try to postpone or stop the peaceful transition of power.
Yes.
They're treated really nicely as opposed to, I don't know, let's say a couple of black kids throwing rocks through a window.
Well, the BLM movement. I mean, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
It's unreal.
It really is fucking crazy.
And 100% on Trump. And I mean, I don't really want to play that response of his, but it's in a movie. It would be laughable. It would be like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. This is some kind of a joke that this guy comes out with this address to his people.
Well, why does he, it seems like he does this thing when he's trying to make his loonies calm down. He talks to them like children or something. You know what I mean? I couldn't
figure out. Well, because they all have the same vocabulary level.
But he was like coddling them. He's coddling these racists.
He loves them, he said.
Lunatics.
I love you. We love you.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Go home.
I mean, really, there's nothing left for this guy to do. Trump should fucking resign. But he should get the fuck out, please.
So, I mean, I'm not even going to bother with the headlines because they're both everywhere.
I mean,
the headlines are lunatics invade, lunatic rioters and seditionists invade the Capitol.
Right.
I mean, one little bright star. Today we should be celebrating.
Yeah,
we took the Senate. And in fact, while cocaine Moscow Mitch was, God, it pained me to listen to him make sense for a bit. He did manage to blame the Democrats, though, but nonetheless, he was pretty fervent in pushing these challenges. During his speech, they certified John Ossoff.
Oh, shit. Wow.
They called it as the winner.
Wow.
And I think it's by 0.6 points.
Holy shit.
Which means 0.5 is the cutoff. So there's no automatic recall, I think.
Right. That's awesome.
So,
I mean, man, you look at the...
He's up like 30,000 votes or something like that. So
you look at the pictures of D.C. today, and you're like, you're going to need the Senate and the House to fix this.
Yeah, what's left of them. Sure.
This dumb fucking racist, stupid country.
I saw a tweet from some journalist who said that some of these, I don't know, seditionist rioters, whatever you want to call them, are want to spend the night. Their goal is to disrupt it all night and prevent the process from continuing.
You know, man, a listener I saw on his Facebook wall put a meme up or something.
Oh,
or,
that was great. You should share that one.
Yeah. It was a picture of these thugs, these unidentified cops who Trump set out to terrorize BLM protesters. Mm-hmm. These thug cops.
Yeah, the when they were standing, there's that picture of them on the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
Remember? On the steps, and it looks like some fucking third world country.
And you know, I don't know, man. I'm just watching these people today, these white fucking assholes just play like it's nothing. Like what they're doing is nothing. But people got gassed when Trump wanted to go take his picture with the at the fucking church. Black people got gassed. And people got gassed for doing nothing.
Excuse me.
Oh, but for protesting peacefully.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. The National Guard has been mobilized.
Yes.
To the U.S. Capitol after pro-Trump rioters overran the building during the Electoral College vote counts.
Overran the fucking building.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan also said their states would send their National Guards.
Yeah, okay.
Trump supporters who the president addressed, I'm going to say incited, earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Forced... the supporters forced lawmakers to evacuate the Capitol and stop the formal count of the Electoral College votes.
That's crazy. I mean,
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller said he coordinated with congressional leaders to activate the National Guard and assist the officers with taking back the Capitol. But the live pictures are—I mean, these idiots are still hanging outside. They're on all the grounds outside on the balconies and
explain
shit.
Explain to me. Yeah. Hanging off the balconies and shit. What's up with the parkour guy? What's up with all these guys?
There's a lot of fun stuff to climb on. What about the guy in the Viking hat and the red, white, and blue face paint?
I was waiting for us to get to that.
He's got horns.
I don't know. That's Braveheart. Right? Is that Braveheart?
But
what is
it? It's red, white, and blue.
What does it mean? It must mean something. The man decided
that actually looks Native American. Those look like buffalo horns.
Yeah. I feel bad for the buffalo that lost its horns. So this dickhead.
Insanity. I mean, utter.
That the guy with the horns and the face paint, he does not support Joe Biden's electoral win.
I would think probably not.
He does not.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we need to take the face paint off of him. I'm not convinced he's not a member of Congress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's true. Yeah. I think that's...
Did anybody see Jim Jordan?
No.
While this was going on?
No. He got he has the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and so does Nunes.
Not yet. They better hurry, because one of the headlines over at the Drudge Report is, and it's the one that's in red, of four headlines, calls for Trump removal escalating.
Yeah. You for our country, you have to do
14 fucking days.
Because you know what, man? I would say that what we saw today is it's just like they want to burn this shit to the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
And you see they found a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah,
some kind of IED.
Right.
That was removed. So now, I mean, it's
going to
take hours. Yeah, because they got to run dogs through there and they got to look through everything and make sure there's none of these assholes left a bomb.
These are and you know, it was so weird watching the coverage after this thing. Well, it's still happening. But just like watching all these dumb fucking racist maggots just kind of roly-poly around.
Yeah.
And the rubble of all this shit that they caused. And you can see that they don't feel any responsibility. They don't give a fuck.
Right. I'll be kind of monitoring the live stuff going on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Laura Ingraham is on Fox News trying to pin some of the blame for violence at the Capitol on Antifa.
Oh, no, I've seen people do that. They say that some of those Trumpers, some of the quote-unquote Trump protesters could be Antifa in disguise.
Oh, yeah, false flagging it. Mm-hmm. It was Obama, I'm sure I saw him
absolutely.
With a mask on. So, yeah, I mean, the day started out well.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
With the election in Georgia, amazingly, came through, which is fucking awesome. And 100% on Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
And you know, she should get whatever job she wants.
Right.
Great, dude. And it was a little bit closer with Ossoff and Perdue.
Yes.
Showing you really how much Georgia hates Kelly Loeffler.
Right, right.
I mean, she's from Illinois. She's a billionaire from Illinois who they just was like, hey, she's a big donor. You know, we're going to have a Senate seat coming up in Georgia. You want to go down there and run for it.
And she's one of these, if I understand correctly, she wants to have it both ways. She wants to be a part of this crazy, I don't know. She wants to be a part of the crazy maggot movement, but she also wants to be a senator. You know what I mean? A Republican,
Well, Josh Hawley.
Didn't she say that she would, she wouldn't support Biden's election?
Joining in on the pile of, or she's joining team... sedition.
Join team sedition. You are team sedition. You lost. Go fuck off.
Oh my God. 10 minutes ago, they're charging the media.
Oh my God.
The protesters.
See? The enemy of the people. Crazy.
Representative Ilhan Omar is currently drawing up impeachment papers. Representative Cori Bush has a resolution to expel the electeds who supported this coup.
Hell yeah. Well, yes, because, hey, it's not done. This is not resolved. He's still in office.
I've seen a couple of tweets where people are like, give me a break to the people who are saying, I can't believe this is happening.
You wanted this.
We all knew this was going to happen.
You jacked off to this idea. This is your wet fucking dream. You know, I wonder how many diapers Don went through today. You.
And he's the one who sent him down there. We're all going to walk.
Yes.
He said, I might join you. He didn't. I might join you. We're all going to walk to the Capitol.
Well, didn't Rudy call on a trial by combat or something early? I mean.
Yeah. So the real president. Rick Wilson tweeted, hey, where are Bill Barr's Bureau of Prison shock troops right now?
Right.
Weird.
No, those only come out for black people.
Well, yeah, and peaceful protesters.
And, like, you know, if it were black people that had stormed that Capitol,
there would be,
they'd be all dead.
Sure.
Shot to death.
Trump
has to go to jail, right?
Ilhan Omar says, we cannot allow him to remain in office. It's a matter of preserving our republic, and we need to fulfill our oath.
I mean, if these people don't pay, if they don't go to jail, what it says is that old, straight, white, fucking fascists can do whatever the fuck they want to in this country.
Yeah. Mob of Trump supporters swarm the media near the U.S. Capitol. They yell what Trump frequently says, that the media is the enemy of the people. They destroy, which he said this morning. They destroyed equipment and chased out reporters. I've never seen anything like this in my 20-year career. That's Shamari Stone from NBC DC.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Those people in the media have families and shit. They have kids. They have lives.
Congresswoman Cori Bush is put out a draft resolution. I believe the Republican members of Congress who have incited this domestic terror attack through their attempts to overturn the election must face consequences. They have broken their sacred oath of office. I will be introducing a resolution calling for their expulsion.
Fuck yes. This, all of this right here, because this, see, this moment is not about coming together. This moment is understanding that the Republicans and the Trumpers, they see us as someone they want to fucking kill, that they want to beat, they want to abuse. They are monsters.
And, you know, I mean, Trump has made America look so much better to the rest of the world, right? We're so much more respected than ever before. All the reports are from around the world is people are like, holy shit, look at what a shithole the United States of America has become.
I mean, if you're a racist, dickhead, fucking Proud Boy, do you know what they let you do in America? They let you sashay into the fucking
sit in Nancy's chair.
Right. And take a picture and take a selfie.
Yeah. There's a picture of one of those assholes literally in Nancy's chair in her office. And then another one in the speaker's chair in the House.
They let the House chamber. Yeah. If you're a white fucking racist in this country lets you drag the Confederate flag through the fucking Senate.
Yeah, that's a. I don't know if you put that one up. There's a picture
of
a guy. It was taken by Reuters.
It's crazy.
One of these insurrectionists, one of these traitors, walking through the halls of the Capitol with a giant Confederate flag. What does that tell y'all?
Racist, you know. It's just gross. These old fucking maggots. They're just violent fuckheads.
Yeah, this is true. Excuse me.
God bless you.
I'm on the Twitter page and stuff. Ooh. Stuffed up. Bree Newsom Bass, who I believe she was the brave woman who climbed that flagpole and tore down the Confederate flag in South Carolina. She is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's an organizer now and an artist. She tweeted, "You can't describe what's happening in the Capitol as a small group of extremists when they've been supported by the president, 16% of the Senate, a quarter of the House, the local police forces, and the officials at the Pentagon." Yeah. There you go.
You know, and you can't minimize how horrific this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it is true. It's how many people voted for Trump? 74 million?
70, yeah.
Yeah. Are they all like these fuckers in Washington? Or should we expect them to be?
No. But a terrifying amount are.
Yeah.
And it's on him.
It really is.
And who knows what's going to happen when it gets dark. That's when the Proud Boys really get their groove on.
I think it is dark in D.C. right now.
Don their cod pieces and run out to go do some cutting and punching and shooting.
And also, too, I mean, is this what's the plan, though?
Well, the National Guards, several, are on their way.
I wonder what their plan
is. We'll see. This is still under the Trump Department of Justice, all of these guys. You know, it's probably be nice to them. Treat them with kid gloves. Oh, here's a picture of a guy waving as he's carrying a lectern from the Senate out of the building.
Now, surely all these people that are on camera and film and shit.
Well, yeah, that's Senate, what
they're going to end up in jail.
So many of them are just so proud of it that they're just walking around just proudly. And there's important antiquities too, paintings and shit. Who knows what they've done?
Right. They might have taken the good drugs. Somebody
that'd be the first thing. I'd be going in every House of member of Congress's drawers and looking.
Yeah,
there's got to be some fun shit in these.
I mean, is it just me or it's like, did it just turn that? It went so crazy so fast.
Pelosi's office vandalized after pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol. Kellyanne Conway tweeted, "This is not appropriate, not legal, and not funny. Get out."
You know.
Oh, thanks, Kellyanne. Thanks.
Right. And you know, man,
fuck off.
Think about how some of these wacko Trumpers like demonize Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and some of these other legislators. God knows what happens if one of their lunatics gets a hold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people are fucked up.
We'll keep talking.
I mean, listen, I think they're going to burn it to the ground tonight. I think it's going to get
nuts. Things are going to get crazy. Yeah, I think they'll retake the building, the Capitol and stuff like that. Right. But I think outside is going to get, I think D.C. is going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully NFAC won't show up.
Right. Whatever the fuck that is.
Not fucking around coalition. That's the black guys with the that are all armed to the teeth.
Oh, wow.
The black militia that said they're not going to put up with this shit.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, our country should put up with this shit.
I mean, it will be a civil war playing out on the streets of D.C.
I mean, why were those people allowed to storm the fucking Capitol?
Well, there's a lot of questions that got to be asked. Because, we knew this was coming for months. I mean, if Trump lost, we knew this was going to happen. So, these motherfuckers.
And they're white. That's what it is. They're fucking white. People don't give it. People aren't worried about white people in this country.
Yeah.
You should be.
And it will stand in recess until the call of the chair.
Well, boss.
Protesters are in the building.
Thank you.
Senator Lankford was in the middle of his talk. I don't believe he's... Is Lankford supporting the sedition or not? I don't remember.
I know
he's one of the dirty 12 or 16 or whatever scumbags from Oklahoma, I think he is. But he was the one speaking when the protesters got in. You could hear that one aide running up and saying, or security guy saying, protesters are in the building. Oh, okay. That's the moment in the Senate.
Jesus.
I think in the House. It
wasn't anything you said.
Then they cut the sound.
Right.
So now it's just a bunch of white people scurrying around. God, the Senate.
I mean,
when... God, the Senate's so fucking white.
Right.
Well,
it's about to get whiter.
Well, no, not really. Warnock is.
I mean, the protests were about to come in.
I can't believe Warnock is the. Is the first black senator from Georgia. I mean, it amazes me. Or from like the Deep South.
Yeah. He's
aside from the Republican person in South Carolina, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot his name. But one of the very few. I would have thought at least by this time there would be another black senator, but holy shit.
Warnock holds the Senate seat that 100 years ago or so, someone held it and called for black people to be lynched.
Oh, okay. Well, sure.
I mean, that's progress.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Here's the moment, I believe, in the House. Maybe not. It's just the same video. But
that's crazy, man. I mean, was there a moment in the House where where rioters were in the room with the legislators?
The rioters outside used some of the stolen, vandalized cable from some of the cameras, and they made a noose out of it and hung it from a tree.
Are you kidding?
Isn't that great?
Great. Somebody had that kind of time on their hands during the riot.
Oh, and there's another one. There's an actual gallows somebody made. On the west side of the Capitol.
Where are the fucking cops, motherfuckers? How is all this happening? How is a guy...
Holy shit.
How does someone have time to build a gallows? Where are the fucking cops?
Representative Jason Crow, I believe a Democrat, said, "We've stopped the coup attempt and we'll be returning to the Capitol today to finish the business of the people. We will never back down. We will return." That seems to be what they're all saying.
Jeez.
Is we're going to finish this right away.
I mean, are they gathering somewhere? The maggots? Are they regrouping? Do they have? Does some of them have a plan? I mean, are there other, you know, could there be other events planned? You know?
Well, yeah, sure. Probably stuff tonight.
Well, D.C. has a curfew.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't get over, like, this guy. I mean, the parkour guy hanging, you know, and all those, there were lots of people climbing up the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Here is the fucking seditionist in chief.
Yay.
Shitbag, scumbag, traitor.
And who's shocked? If you vote for a guy like this, then you vote for this shit in our country.
Here's his very strong words. First of all, Mike Pence put out a statement, bravely written statement, that said, I can't do this.
Right.
That I have no legal recourse to do anything but count. I can't overturn. I can't send ballots back. It's just not legal.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they had to get Pence out of there.
Because they were coming for
him.
They
were worried they were going to come for Pence.
Now, did Pence say anything to these rioters to calm them down?
No, they got him the fuck out of there. So Trump, 3 hours ago after Pence's statement, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth! Exclamation point.
When did he tweet that?
3 hours ago. Then two hours ago, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful.
Oh, my God.
That's after they had stormed the Capitol.
Stay peaceful?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Resign, bitch.
Then he tweeted, I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, not get out. Notice he doesn't say get out of there. He says remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order.
I
couldn't even finish that. We are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Exclamation point. Thank you.
It's like he's talking to allies.
I'm calling him President Biden because this piece of shit is not the president anymore. No. I don't give a fuck what the Constitution says. President Biden had an amazing speech. Horrified.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he called these people insurrectionists.
Right.
And sedition, borderline sedition. So hopefully
he seemed pissed.
By the way, just seen newly announced Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Will heed those words.
Yeah.
Sedition.
Right.
Insurrection. And throw the fucking book at these monsters.
These guys have to go to jail.
Including the chief, the one I'm about to play, including their leader.
Yeah.
I hope the D.C. Attorney General is drafting charges.
Yeah.
Against him for inciting a riot. And Rudy for literally.
Let's try a trial by combat.
Let's have a trial by combat.
My God. Somebody needs to nut up and make this dude go away and make him resign.
Biden said, I'm calling on Trump to get on the television like I am right now and tell his people to get the hell out of there. And this is what he comes up with.
Right.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt.
What?
We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody.
I love the actors in law and order.
See, to me, it sounds like he is still a part of this coup in that.
Oh, he doesn't want them to stand down.
He is supporting this coup.
Of course he is. He tweeted about it for days. See you there.
Who's going to protect this country from this fucking idiot?
TBD.
Because someone should make him go. I'm sorry. At some point, it comes down to, hey, we're a country. We're trying not to, coast off into the apocalypse.
Yeah.
What do we do? Impeach this asshole?
That's what some are saying.
Yeah.
That after they certify the election.
Yes.
The House should draft. They've got him. Ilhan Omar is working on it right now. Vote on it. Send it to the Senate.
You know,
and convict the motherfucker.
Right.
Won't happen. Because,
stay mad, though.
Yeah.
Stay mad. The Democrats have to fucking stay mad. And don't. It's not about reaching across the aisle. These people are fighting. They are fighting. They are nuts. They must be beaten back into the fucking woods, man. They're crazy. Hyperbole.
Sorry. The 6 hours ago, these scoundrels are only toying with Senator David Perdue, a great guy, votes. They just didn't want to announce quite yet. They've got as many ballots as are necessary. Rigged election. They weren't done counting.
Jesus.
And the stuff they were still counting was from 80%, literally 80% Democratic counties.
We let a guy, and we goddamn know well this motherfucker rapes. We know Donald Trump is a fucking rapist. How many women came forward during this election, and we let this guy be president? This is what fucking happens.
Even 8 hours ago, they just happened to find 50,000 ballots late last night. No, they were still counting. It was 95% reported, which means 5% left to vote. But when you're in a county that has like 1.5 million votes, that's a big number.
These sad little bitches. Dumb.
One giant sad little bitch.
Yeah, yeah. No shit.
Well, and all the Republicans are 100% complicit in this. Every single one of them. Even Mitt. Clutch your pearls all you want, Mitt. But you helped.
When you're looking at the burning and all the fucking bullshit and the tear gas, if you're a Republican, you have to sit there and think, did I do everything I could in my power to prevent this day from happening?
Yeah.
I bet you the answer is fucking no. I bet you it's fucking no.
Fox News is claiming the attempted coup is peaceful.
You guys must be some kinky motherfuckers. Peaceful? Somebody was shot. Didn't the cops have to shoot a rioter?
Somebody got shot. We don't know the circumstances at all.
It was fucking scary, those pictures.
Oh my God. Switch to Fox News to see what the conversation is for that half of America. And the first thing I heard was, unlike BLM protests, there's no vandalism other than the breaking into of the Capitol.
Yeah. You're so dumb and ignorant and blind to your racism, you know?
Yeah.
So go fuck yourself. If you don't want to learn and don't want to evolve, be a dumb fucking maggot.
Oh, although some dude was on Fox News saying that when he was a federal prosecutor, he prosecuted terrorists for the same thing the protests are doing in the Capitol. The president incited this, he said, on Fox News. Shit. So I guess there are some.
And the thing is, there's more of us than these maggots. There's more of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. So that's hope, right? I mean, I don't know.
And even Kevin McCarthy is starting to slither away from Trump.
Jeez.
He issued a statement that said, "I contacted the president and I've begged him to tell to tell his people to stand down and to leave the Capitol immediately."
That's so funny. That's so funny, Kevin, because it sounds like to me you've been working with the guy and you're pleading with him to tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Isn't he he's a minority leader of the House, right? Isn't he in a position of leadership?
Who?
Kevin McCarthy,
yeah, the minority leader, yeah.
Gosh, not very impressed.
I mean, one protester made it to the chamber of the Senate, to the dais, and was yelling, "Trump won the election, Trump won the election."
Good God. That's insane, dude. that that happens. You know, I was watching, you know, I was thinking about the stay-at-home protesters, you know, at the Michigan State Capitol. I can't believe the same thing didn't happen there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, they didn't, I don't think they got in, did they? Or no, wait, the time that they were there with their guns.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
There's no guns allowed in our Capitol, but the fucking Republicans of Michigan made sure they passed a law allowing people to carry their guns.
You know, it's like, and you can't, how do you undo this with his people? Because the only thing.
You send him to jail. And all these people we're not putting up with this shit.
Right. They have to go to jail. They have to fucking go to jail.
Princess Nepotista.
Boo.
Ivanka. Tweeted something. But in one way, she called them patriots. She had to delete it.
Oh, I
because somebody was like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Are you a journalist? Asked her on Twitter. Let me get this straight. You're saying these people are patriots?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, no, violence is never the answer. And she deleted that previous tweet.
Yeah, they're terrorists, Ivanka.
Stupid asshole.
They're fucking terrorists. Those are domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, gosh, you'd think from the tenor of this country, you'd think that was Antifa doing that.
Yeah. Oh, an hour ago, Senate Republicans tweeted their caucus, the whole thing, you know, at Senate GOP.
Yeah.
This is not who we are. This is not what we fight for. This is not American. This must stop now.
Wow.
Fuck you. Fuck you all. Seriously, too little, way too fucking late.
And you did it, though. They did this.
100%.
How do they not? And you can't just ask. See, that's the thing. Trump thinks that he can talk to these lunatics. Maybe Trump can. I don't know. And make him do things. But these people are nuts.
The National Association of Manufacturers, the nation's largest manufacturing association, not mincing liberals.
Okay.
Have called on Mike Pence to consider working on removing Trump from office.
Hell yes.
And now that Pence is in the crosshairs, I'll bet he's starting to think about it.
Yeah. I think they should all leave. They should all leave. Why would Pence not resign?
Well, he's only got two weeks left, so he might be working with some of the cabinet members right now to get rid of the guy.
And he might need a pardon, too, because he was the guy in charge of the transition team.
So if he tries to play nice, maybe he'll hope that Biden will pardon him.
Is that why?
Trump can't be pardoned, though. Pardon Pence. I don't give a fuck.
You can't pardon any of these people.
Pardon Pence. I don't give a fuck about Pence. He's gelded. He'll never hold another office again.
Right. I mean.
He certainly won't be president.
Right. Shit, man. I hope not. God. I didn't think Trump would be president. God, could you imagine if Pence is elected in 2024? That would be the most amazing and horrendous political
story.
Very
American.
Yeah, that's so on brand, guys.
Yeah. There's a petition going. Missouri constituents are demanding the immediate resignation of Josh Hawley for inciting violence against the United States Congress and attempting to undermine the 2020 general election
results. Yeah, it's our country. We can't let these people hurt us. Josh Hawley is a legislator. He's supposed to write laws, not fuck our country right in the face.
Yeah. And there's a picture of him. You know, they told most of the people Congress go in tunnels because you can't trust these maggots.
Yeah, yeah.
Not him. He proudly strode among them. Not among them. But there's a picture of him on his way to the Senate looking at the crowd with his fist up in the air like, yeah, we're going to fight.
Good God. What did you say? Cori Bush wanted to do something, or was it Ilhan Omar?
Ilhan Omar is drafting impeachment papers.
Yeah.
And Cori Bush is doing a resolution to have all these members of the House that voted for this to overturn the election, have them removed from Congress.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. Look at this. Look at what we saw today.
Yeah.
Trumpism has to be purged from our fucking government. It's fascism. It's right. Gross. So what she suggests to me is, doesn't that seem like necessary? The very least?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't want to support a fucking election, they can get bent.
Yeah, and a lot of people are making the point that, let's remember that Trump just had a law passed or signed a EO or something that imposed harsher penalties on anyone who vandalized federal monuments and right. property. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember
okay.
that? I wonder if that's going to apply now.
No. That's only for Antifa and people paid by for George Soros. Just watching these like... It's just something. There's something. I don't know what it was, man. It's like the tear gas and all the debris and shit. And you're watching some of these dumb fucking maggots. Some of them had the "Don't Tread on Me" flag, and they got the Trump flag and all their garb.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of
total
around.
Cosplayers. Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. I'm watching.
I'm a superhero.
God, I was watching that. Somebody on MSNBC was down there reporting at the, and I was like, man, watch out for those people.
Oh, they turned and went after the media.
Don't you remember those Trump rallies where they just spit on the press?
Yeah, this one aged well.
Okay,
November 3rd, day of the election, right?
Yeah.
If Donald Trump were to lose (parentheses he won't), his supporters will go to work tomorrow just as we do every day. When Biden loses, his supporters will likely loot and riot. Tells you everything you need to know. Hashtag Trump 2020.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That was Tommy Lahren. That fucking idiot.
Fuck you. God damn, she's a fucking Nazi. Fuck these Nazis.
And apparently, they're saying it. I think it's one of the rioters that got shot. So, you know, thoughts and prayers.
I think Tommy Lahren should be canceled.
Man, wasn't she? Yeah, isn't she like so. On nothing?
I don't know.
Who was she's on like some Fox app or something like that?
I'm on an app. I'm an app.
And well, never mind. So yeah, Trump's started one shot in critical.
Yeah.
One IED found on the grounds. The senators are determined to stay until the counting is finished. And the curfew in D.C. is beginning at 6 p.m., which is in 15 minutes.
God damn.
From now, as we're broadcasting this live.
I mean, that's our government, man. Our government was overran by dumb fucking maggots.
Yeah.
What the shit? I mean, really.
The Washington, D.C. mayor said the Metropolitan Police Department has been deployed to assist the U.S. Capitol Police in regaining control of the Capitol. She urges all Washingtonians to stay home, stay calm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, don't act like these Trumpers. Don't start parkouring.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like climbing on things. Who does that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What step was that in the revolution to steal back the fucking maggot country or whatever that is?
The what?
What step in the revolution was this? Trashing the Senate?
I don't know what they think is going to happen. I think some of them believe that maybe they believe that they can do a Bundy's and you know, take over the building and hold it.
Yeah.
Long and delay everything long enough till there is a point where if the votes aren't certified, then yeah. Congress gets to vote on a one vote per state basis.
Okay.
And the Republicans have more state legislatures, so that would give it to Trump.
But this is a formality.
Yes.
This is a formality, yes. And this is a fucking coup.
Yes.
There's nothing reasonable that would happen today that would say Trump is president other than a fucking crazy ass coup. And they thought also I got the idea that, I mean, did they think they were going to like pass some sort of law or something from the Senate floor or some shit like that?
No, that's the problem. There's no hope. They knew that the senators and the Congress people, all the sedition caucus today,
yay,
knew 100% that what they were doing was theater.
Right.
That there was nothing, yes, Trump, nothing Pence could do, nothing they could do. They don't have the votes. They don't have the votes in the Senate by any stretch of the imagination.
I had a very dumb question, though. What I meant was the people that stormed the Senate. I mean, did they think they were like,
no,
you know,
I don't think they thought about it.
They're just sitting there like,
yeah,
you know,
like, oh my God, they're taking selfies. They're not thinking about this.
I was looking at the sitting in these chairs and these legislators' desks and just hanging out.
Ew.
Last night,
you know, they're probably like shitting in their desk drawers and
absolutely
peeing on their chairs and stuff like that. Yeah,
God damn! Imagine, how do you wipe your shit down? I mean, after these guys, I don't know. You know, it's like I was in VR last night and I was hanging out in the Millennium Falcon for some reason. Walk around the Millennium Falcon. I'm just hanging out in there. And that's what these guys look like in the Senate.
Sure, you were in the Millennium Falcon.
Look at that Star Destroyer.
That's God. No
Sneezy McSneezy.
Right.
Let's see. I mean, I don't know what to say. There are still a whole bunch of members of the House and Senate that are like in hiding in the buildings.
Yeah.
In undisclosed locations.
Yeah. This should be a wake up call because, you know, not to, you know, listen, we hear a lot from these moderate Democrats have to understand who these Republicans are now. And they have to go away, these fucking Republicans, and understand they're fucking monsters.
Yeah, one would hope.
You know, because I listened, nothing against Klobuchar, but I was listening to her on Maddow, and she was making a point. She was like, most of these legislators stand with the election. It's most of them, and it's just a small group of the Republicans. And she started naming off all these Republicans that are supporting Biden's election. I'm like, well, of course they are, though. The very nature that you have to make a list of Republicans that are supporting what was a clear win by Biden is insane.
Michael Rappaport retweeted that picture of the National Guard standing outside the Lincoln Memorial when the BLM protests were happening.
Yeah.
He also said if these were black, now then he retweeted some of the maggots and like a cop being nice to them. If these were black people, what would the response be? He says
they would be dead. There would be dead people.
Then he retweeted a picture of that murderer cop who killed George Floyd kneeling on poor Mr. Floyd's neck. Rappaport says, all these people in the Capitol building and not one person has a knee on their neck. I want to see some white people getting their asses beaten by police today.
Yeah. I mean, it is confusing. Like, I was a little confused. You're watching these people. Like, somebody has time to make a gallows out of media cable.
Yeah.
You would think the cops would be all up. I mean, it is the Capitol, you know. It is the fucking Capitol, right? They have security, right. Or?
Well, but, and how do we know that these guys, I mean, they don't know that these people didn't enter with guns because they didn't go through the security process.
Yeah.
They broke in windows and came in, and there's video of these guys with backpacks. Is the, one of the former officials was like, oh my God, that was terrifying. Unvetted people running around to the offices of these legislatures with unchecked bags.
I mean, not to be, overdramatic, but
what if they would have found? What if they would have busted in there and Nancy was in there? What would have happened to her?
They would have beaten her.
Yeah.
They would have hurt her. Of course.
I have no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, man. It's.
Yo, let me tell you something. Rodney King, George Floyd, all the other people who have been abused, killed, harassed by the cops, black people, for nothing, for jack shit. These motherfuckers are, look at this shit. If this was black people, there would be these would be dead bodies.
Yeah.
This is a fucking a shame, a shanda. Okay? That's Hebrew, that's Yiddish. This is a fucking shame. If this was black people get fucking arrested, harassed, and I don't like to throw around the race shit. Look at this shit. This isn't a Denny's, this isn't a Burger King. This is the fucking Capitol. The Capitol building of the United States. Nobody has a knee on their neck. Nobody's getting batoned. Nobody's in the back of a fucking police car with no water. The fuck is going on here?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's infuriating. That's the message. That to me was the message. If you're white, you can do this shit. And do you think there was restraint on law enforcement with these maggots? Because they're like, these are Trump's guys. I mean, is there that conflict there sometimes? It's like, how do you handle these people because they support our president? I mean,
and again, I'm just saying, I don't know. These aren't the crazy militia guys necessarily.
What do you mean?
They're yet to come out.
No. These you think these are just the crazy people?
Yeah.
Parkour guy is
a lunatic,
right? What about the guy with the horns in the face?
Yeah, man? I would put him in the lunatic range also.
My friend put this on. He says, guy in the horn wants answers. Yeah. He wants to know where the fucking, you know, the Dominion voting machines were fucked with.
It says half of right-wing Twitter right now is saying it's a false flag by Antifa. The other half is posting pictures from the Capitol saying, look, this is me.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, all these dead people in our country from this fucking COVID, man, it's and Trump is occupying his time with all this fucking bullshit. What a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Garbage.
So I don't know if there's that much news. I got MSNBC in my right
ear.
Yeah, I've had
okay.
the whole show. I've had
God,
MSNBC
amazing.
In my right ear. If right. I sound like I'm tuning out occasionally, I apologize. I am
right.
trying to listen to the live breaking news.
I mean, how do we know that somebody with a backpack didn't just leave a backpack somewhere with a fucking thing?
Well, that's
in
what
it.
They did find a package, a suspicious package that had an IED in it. We don't, you know, we don't have the information on that, but.
You know, it's like. This whole thing, I don't know how these people were able to rush the Capitol building. I don't fucking know. But I do know that we've gotten in this country way too motherfucking comfortable with racists and lunatics.
Yeah.
Are we, I don't know what it is. Like the way they behave shouldn't be tolerated.
Well, hopefully it won't be.
They are crazy.
There's a story here, from Homeland Security Today.
Yes. Okay.
.us. This is from yesterday, interestingly enough. Now, two explosive devices rendered safe by the FBI. The investigation is ongoing.
Good God. That's crazy.
Oh, the woman shot in the Capitol has now died.
Oh.
And two IEDs that have been disabled, and that's what they found so far.
I mean, this guy is like, you know, if I see a woman I'm attracted to, I have some Tic Tacs, and then I grab her pussy and I rape her, and everybody came out and voted for the fucking guy. I mean, you know, and there's all these millions of people that voted for this guy, and what I know they're
and
not
then he's out telling them, I know how you feel. It was stolen.
If you're not horrified though by what's going on, then you're fucked up.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
So at this article at Homeland Security Today.
Yes.
Yesterday, 5 terrorism trends to watch in 2021. Number one, terrorism. Conspiracy theory terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah, all these fuckers believe, they really believe that something was taken out of a Dominion voting machine.
All of it. On January 2nd, a tweet from a self-declared QAnon account tweeted, "The biggest threat to humanities, T-I-E-S. To the humanities, Ryan. To the biggest threat to the humanities.
Oh, the humanities!
To humanity's survival in 2021. Obviously, he meant the possessive of humanity.
Ooh, right.
Chemtrails plus 5G plus COVID vax equals extermination event.
Oh, my God. We don't need an extermination event. We're in the middle of one.
I saw a video from across the pond of some asshole bravely... he was running the camera, going up to some poor guys just trying to install some fucking 5G equipment.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you know, it's going to change your DNA, you know. You know it's going to change your DNA.
Your internet's going to be better, though, dickhead. Your internet is... You're going to have 5G.
Oh, but it's going to turn you into it's going to suck your soul out and turn you into a devil and a homosexual.
Ooh.
And maybe black.
Wow. You got to get into your settings of this 5G.
From the article, as we repeatedly saw in 2020, conspiracy theories jump into the void created by upheaval and continue to be stoked by grassroots movements and authority figures.
Yeah. Putin is like, oh yeah, baby.
Conspiracy theories have at times driven people to violence, including the 2016 Pizzagate believer who fired shots inside the pizza restaurant.
Right.
And somebody in 2019 who tried to set a fire there. Remember that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The 2018 California wildfire arson, and the Hoover Dam standoff. Remember that was a guy in a big, SUV.
Oh my God.
Who parked in the middle of Hoover Dam with his, with his guns and said, demanded that the pedophiles all be arrested.
Boy, I tell you what, if you have kids, really encourage them to read books and shit, you know?
I don't know.
Do what you can to, so they don't turn into loons.
Domestic extremism, anti-Semitic and white supremacist terrorism is increasingly becoming a transnational threat that helps put the United States at the doorstep of another 9/11. DHS and FBI officials told Congress early in 2020. So this is Trump's DHS and FBI telling Congress that we're heading for another 9/11 from these idiots.
Well, then use what happened today as motivation to let us get rid of this fucking guy. Make him resign, or who gives a fuck? Let him not be in charge.
Director Ray said the Bureau usually has about 1,000 domestic terrorism investigations open each year. But in 2020, we went a good bit north of 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Arrests last year, according to Ray, included, quote, everything from racially motivated violent extremists to violent anarchist extremists, militia types, sovereign citizens, you name it.
Anarchists, violent anarchist types. I don't know.
Well, these guys are anarchists.
Yeah. Well, these yes. Yeah. They're.
He said within the domestic terrorism bucket category as a whole, racially motivated violence extremism, violent extremism is, I think, the biggest bucket within that larger group, said Ray.
Right, right, okay.
And within the racially motivated violent extremist bucket, people ascribing to some kind of white supremacist type ideology is certainly the biggest chunk of that.
Ooh, well, geez.
And those chunky chunks are the ones that are waddling around
the
Capitol right
now. They're all over
the
fucking place, you know? It's insidious.
Not the parkour guy. He's very slim.
Oh, yes. I mean, that guy, he's like hanging on.
Hanging from the some of the decoration inside the chamber. It's very strange.
Parkour is the art of
jumping around
off buildings and stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you dedicate your life to parkour and, you know, how in the fuck could you be such a horrible fascist?
Yeah.
This is weird.
The another terrorism trend, complex coordinated attacks they're worried about.
Yes, I am worried about that as well.
They think the greatest threat is not one organization, not one ideology, but lone actors. But that may be changing in 2021.
As
the more extremist movements encourage revolutionary attacks, the more likely they're going to try to show strength through numbers. Michigan, that group of waddlers was going to fucking kidnap and execute the governor.
And strength through numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were going to give her a trial first.
Oh, yeah.
A very fair trial, I'm sure, with lots of witnesses.
Do you remember the little side thing they were doing as a, as like a
distraction or something?
They're gonna blow up a fucking bridge.
Blow up a bridge so they couldn't get chased after. It was a bridge near the governor's mansion. Yeah,
I just don't. I guess they're terrorists. So when you say things like, you know, the people that work in the Capitol and you know, the media, these are people going to work.
Yeah,
and you're endangering them because you like Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and
right.
I don't know.
Can't wait to hear what Tucker has to say about this. I'm sure he's outraged.
I mean. I know who these people are in the Capitol, right? These assholes. They're rioters. They're thugs. They're violent. Who do they think they are, though? Like, do they think they're revolutionaries?
I think these are the slightly less violent assholes.
Yeah.
I think the violent ones are coming out now. When night comes.
Right. Is this the more coordinated people, the
militia? The militia, yeah, yeah.
The Oath Keepers. Someone's, you know, we shouldn't have these militias, man. We really have to.
Here, a woman tweeted, my black kids won't be able to safely wear a hoodie in their own community, but these terrorists are able to walk calmly and freely around the Capitol that they have forcibly overtaken.
Yeah, no this fucking America. Shit. That's why black lives fucking matter. White, yes, pardon me. Colin Kaepernick kneeled. Fire that son of a bitch. That's what Trump said.
Former Senator Ben Sasse now, or is he? I think he's done. Yeah,
Ben,
Republican, who showed rudimentary spine against
Trump.
So of course he was voted out. Today, the United States Capitol, the world's greatest symbol of self-government, was ransacked while the leader of the free world cowered behind his keyboard, tweeting against his vice president for fulfilling the duties of his oath to office to the Constitution.
Nice book report.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, we saw it too, dickhead. If so, then what? What's he saying, though? Shouldn't he say something? I mean, what should we do? You know, it's odd that, I don't know, I guess that's a rudimentary spine just by saying what these assholes did.
Well, I guess.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, a couple of famous Trump streamers are going to be going to prison.
Okay.
Streamers Nick Fuentes and Baked Alaska on video of themselves live streaming vandalizing Nancy Pelosi's office.
Oh, my fucking God.
Baked Alaska, I've seen a bunch of videos from him. He's an anti-masker major mega twat.
Oh, yes. Oh, a mega twat?
That goes into every business he can and he starts yelling and screaming that he's being discriminated against and that COVID's, bullshit.
I mean, is it reasonable that we have a country with these bands of maskless motherfuckers that, you know, go into grocery stores? They don't believe in science. We got to live beside them. We got to live beside these fucking violent fucking Trumpalos. We have to just accept that there's these militias with who knows why.
Right?
We don't know what they're up to.
Cory Booker tweeted, on August 24th, 1814, the British stormed our capital and set fire to it. Now the capital has again been breached and sieged. Donald Trump incited this. He is responsible for this. And he is silent as this tragic moment continues.
Yeah. Well, he did speak up. He told his followers to go home, take their toys and go home.
Yeah, you know, calm down. I agree with you. I feel you guys.
I totally feel you guys. I feel your pain. He hasn't said that to anyone suffering from COVID. No one that lost any family members to this coronavirus. He's never said that. I feel your pain. I empathize with you.
Is this your boat?
What a fucking boob.
And we're not seeing a lot of arrests either.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are allowed to just waddle away.
It's very odd. It was just a stream of fuckheads. And as they were leaving the building, were people clapping for them or something like that? Like, people were applauding the rioters?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Utter insanity all around.
I mean, maybe it won't get crazy tonight, but...
Well, the curfew will hopefully help.
Yeah.
But TBD.
Right. Shit.
Louis Gohmert, who the other day literally said, you're going to have to take to the streets and be as violent as BLM and Antifa. Now all of a sudden, he tweets a picture of Horns guy.
Oh, does he?
It looks like a football game.
Is he? Yeah.
Did you see they were trying to take the American flag down from the Capitol and put up a Trump 2020 flag?
Well, that makes sense for them, right?
Yeah.
Of course. He's not.
Louis Gohmert tweeted, "Please, people, no violence. That only hurts our cause. Those leading the charge, like the guy in yellow with the communist hammer and sickle tattoo, stopping the violence applies to you too."
Oh my God.
See,
this is why the Cori Bush thing needs to happen. Because these Republicans that allowed this guy to do whatever the fuck he wanted to, they have to pay. Right? There should be something. There should be a price for trying to, for sedition, for insurrection, for inciting all that. There should be a price.
Well, yeah.
Or else this is going to happen.
I mean,
again.
Not for 14 days. There won't be.
This will happen every time.
And in fact, Trump undoubtedly will try to pre-pardon these people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get to see what the fuck is going on with the, if we can do anything about these pardons.
Yeah. You know, I saw this is so stupid on Facebook. It said, Northwest Florida Trump supporter joins protesters at the U.S. Capitol. And this guy from our area proudly represents in one of those like tri-corner hats.
Oh, boy.
He's dressed like George Washington.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Good job.
Boris Johnson tweeted, Disgraceful scenes in U.S. Congress. The United States stands for democracy around the world, and it is now vital that there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power.
Well, we've kind of fucked that one up. I'm sorry.
Stood. Let me correct this. The United States stood.
Yeah.
For and you know, that one even, let's talk history about how much democracy we stand for. Arguably. When we've supported blatant dictators in the past just because they sucked our red, white, and blue dicks.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure other countries have had similar scenes because of shit we did.
Oh, my God. He just tweeted, "These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever!" Exclamation point.
Oh my God, man. How do you, okay, so our,
Rachel Maddow in my ear just said, "We just have a new tweet from the president." She's reading the tweet I just read in my ear. It's very strange.
Man.
He needs to be removed.
There's no way our country can. Because, like, I just saw this headline. It's just like the Department of Justice was bigly compromised in the fucking. Do you remember the hack? The hack that's still going on? There's the hack into every branch of fucking government.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Russians. And they even came out, I think it was yesterday, maybe, or the day before. We didn't get to it. But the DOJ and the FBI and all the and CIA came out and said, "Yeah, we're pretty sure it was Russia. It was it was this group in Russia."
Right. Okay.
And they don't come out and say shit like that unless they're really, really, really sure.
People in other countries must look at us and think, "Okay, you need to get rid of your guy."
But yet this morning,
okay,
early in the morning, hashtag Italy did it was trending because the conspiracy running around was that some super hackers in Italy actually performed this hack and are trying to blame the poor innocent Russians.
Mario! Right. Okay. I apologize for that. I was trying to do my Italian.
Oh. Well, accent. It was a short one. So
right. It was short out of shame.
So, what an amazing tweet.
That's crazy, dude.
This is what happens. This is the mob boss. Look, see what you get? I'm sorry about those kneecaps, but you know, hey.
It is true. I mean, this is what you get. We elected this guy. I mean, you know, I didn't vote for the fucking guy, but a lot of people voted for this guy. A lot of people voted for this guy instead of Hillary. Think about that. But, well, what you said in the kitchen before the show, like that Putin has been jacking off to this shit all fucking day, right?
Yeah, I tweeted that. Yeah.
Okay. But like, this is perfect for him, right?
Oh, and yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
wants every bit of every inch of this. God. And he preyed on all this dumb fucking sexism and this Hillary paranoia bullshit, this derangement. I don't know what the fuck. It made this country think that we needed.
He mentioned her in his speech this morning a couple of times.
Did they do the locker up thing?
He said she was upset. Oh, yeah. She was upset. Hillary's upset because she was like, why didn't they steal it from me like they did for Joe?
Right. God, these. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, you're right. What if Pelosi had been in the room or any other Democrat? What if they had gotten Mother's husband? Who would?
What would have happened if they got to Mike Pence? Seriously,
who would take who's taking care of Marlon Bundo?
I think Marlon's off site.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was involved in the procedures today. I don't think Marlon was going to speak at the.
Marlon's like, I actually made a run for it, a hop for it.
I don't know what kind of noises the rabbits make.
Somebody rescue that rabbit right now.
There you go. Five terrorism trends to watch and a couple them.
Wow.
Watch out for the white people, everybody.
Well, no shit. God, it's like, you go away from the news 1 second and you're like, this looks like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many, I mean, you know, this Benghazi thing was looked into more than 9/11, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
I mean, in the whole thing was
by
like
a lot.
They Hillary's mismanagement or however they characterize it on the right led to all those people dying in the embassies being overran, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about this today? What about this shit then? I mean, where are the people screaming about this? I mean, this happened on Trump's watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know if
like.
He's been watching, actually, but yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, maybe it's not that crazy that these people just kind of walked in there. I mean, it looked like people walking around in Walmart after the store closed. Like 4 a.m. in Walmart, Milton or some shit.
Oh, it's happening everywhere.
What do you mean?
MAGA protesters are now surrounding Texas, California, Michigan, Georgia, Oregon, and Kansas state capitals.
Shit. Who is surrounding them? Like militias or lunatics?
Trump supporters. Armed militia members were seen standing guard on the steps of the Michigan Capitol in Lansing. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was evacuated in Atlanta as the president's MAGA faithful surrounded federal buildings across the country.
Well, you GOPs, you fucking engaged in this bullshit.
There you go.
You know, you fucked it up. You sullied it, I guess. I don't know.
In the hours that followed the D.C. Takeover, armed militia surrounded Georgia's state capitol building. 200 protesters have stormed into the Kansas State House. New Mexico's and Texas state capitals have been evacuated.
What do you mean, like 200? Like, that's not a lot of people?
It is, but it isn't. I mean, when you think about it.
If I was there, I would be like, get me the fuck out of this motherfucker.
That's, you know, it's only 20 clips. Large.
It's only what? Oh, 20 clips. I'm sorry.
I don't want to sink to their level.
Right.
I don't advocate
impossible,
violence at all.
By the way, you know.
Large protests have also been reported in Colorado, Oregon, Washington State, Minnesota, Michigan, and Sacramento.
Sacramento.
While swaths of demonstrators have taken to the streets in L.A. outside City Hall.
We're in
on,
L.A.?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Where an unlawful assembly has since been declared, especially since they're on a big fucking lockdown there.
Right. Bunch of models are going to come beat the fuck out of you guys.
Georgia Capitol Police escorted the Secretary of State and his staff out of the building shortly before 3 p.m. Trump supporters attempted to enter the building to deliver written grievances about the outgoing president's November election loss.
Hey, you don't have to deliver them. You can email them.
Yeah, we have I know you guys have intentionally fucked up the mail system, but it might get there eventually.
Yeah. Or just attach your letter to the body of an email. And if you're too stupid to type the fucking thing, if you have to write it in a legal pad because you're too fucking illiterate and stupid, take a picture of it and then attach it to the email and send it to whoever the fuck you want to.
I'm going
to
take a picture of my selfie of my angry face.
These people who are storming the Capitol today don't know the difference between there and two and two.
There's a lot of that
going on.
Same
maggots that are your and you are and go fuck yourself. You idiots. You morons. Good Lord.
Yeah, you know, they're making a good point on MSNBC. These people were unafraid of the cops because they knew they probably wouldn't be shot, clubbed, beaten.
Why do they feel like they can take selfies of themselves while they're doing a crime? They're not worried.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's your white privilege, buddy. Shit. I think Rick Steves is no longer gonna recommend America for people traveling, right?
Joy Reid saying, white Americans are not afraid of the cops. They're never afraid of the cops,
no.
Even when they're committing insurrection. And when they're trying to steal votes of people that look like me, she said.
Yeah. Shit. Fucking shit. And they're angry and they're violent. And that person died. Somebody died because of their fucking bullshit. For nothing.
And I saw some horrible comments on the Twitter from maggots who were like, shit, this patriot needs to be avenged.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mitt Romney's statement following our prepared remarks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We gather today due to a selfish man's injured pride and the outrage of his supporters, whom he has deliberately misinformed for the past 2 months and stirred to action this very morning. What happened here today was an insurrection incited by the President of the United States. Those who choose to continue to support his dangerous gambit by objecting to the results of a legitimate democratic election will forever be seen as being complicit in an unprecedented attack against our democracy. They will be remembered for their role in this shameful episode in American history. That will be their legacy.
Damn. Well said and well punctuated. And nice thesaurus work.
The objectors have claimed that they are doing so on behalf of the voters. Have an audit, they say, to satisfy the many people who believe that the election was stolen. Please, no congressional-led audit will ever convince these voters, particularly when the president will continue to claim that the election was stolen.
Yeah.
The best way we can show respect for the voters who are upset is by telling them the truth. That is the burden and the duty of leadership. The truth is that the president-elect Biden won this election. President Trump lost. Scores of courts, the president's own attorney general, and state election officials, both Republican and Democrat, have reached this unequivocal decision.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, it's a gift to Trump. He lost. Now he's the grievance. He can complain about it and bitch about it. Go off in the sunset.
These assholes have to drop their challenges. They won't. But the only good thing to do would be to drop these challenges. They know they're not going to win. They could say, look, hey, we know, you know, we wanted to make our statements. We're going to make them publicly. We'll still bring up these issues that we think.
Yeah, yeah.
Due to the violence and everything and the horrible rhetoric, we're going to withdraw our objections to the Electoral College and finish this vote. That ain't going to happen.
No.
They're busy rewriting their scumbag speeches right now.
Oh, their manifestos, right? Their moment?
To take out the violent parts.
God. There's no amount of revisionist history you can do. We all know who these motherfuckers are. And you know, you're going to have to go through a process where you figure out which Republicans helped with this and which tried to do something to stop it.
December 19th, Trump tweeted, "See you on January 6th. It's going to be wild."
It's going to be wild?
Remember.
He said that?
Yeah. Let me read the end of this Romney statement. We must not be intimidated or prevented from fulfilling our constitutional duty. Mm-hmm. We must continue with the count of Electoral College votes. In light of today's sad circumstances, I ask my colleagues, do we weigh our own political fortunes more heavily than we weigh the strength of our republic, the strength of our democracy, the cause of freedom? What is the weight of personal acclaim compared to the weight of conscience?
For Republicans, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think the evidence is here.
First of all, physically impossible. When a statement like this comes out from Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jim Jordan could not use words like this.
Yeah.
There's too many multiple syllable words for Jim Jordan.
Right. He's a dumb fuck.
Or Matt Gaetz.
Oh, yeah. Is Matt Gaetz safe?
Leader McConnell said that the vote today is the most important of his 40 plus years of public service. This is not because this vote reveals something about the election. It's because this vote reveals something about ourselves. I urge my colleagues to move forward with completing the electoral count, to refrain from further objections, and to unanimously affirm the legitimacy of this presidential election.
Yay! Good job! Good job!
So,
go take your prize. So, you know.
Oh, God, is there a picture of Josh Hawley hiding behind the...
Oh, there must be.
Oh, there is one. I think I just saw it. That's spectacular.
Hey, listen, Josh, I would be fucking terrified too, but you started this. That's why it's a thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is you, dude. This guy, he just got elected, right?
Yes.
He shouldn't be allowed to participate in the government. What does he have to offer us?
God, you know, Twitter should just cancel Trump's account right now.
Yeah.
He's not, not only is he not helping, this is no longer a public service for the president of the United States for him to be able to get away with this shit.
Yeah, the truth is this guy has spent four years terrorizing people, killing people with mismanagement and shit. Someone needs to make this guy stop hurting us. Someone needs to make him fucking stop. And it's not good enough to wait till January 20th. I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, the dog was deciding it's time for some lap time.
That dog is ripe.
She just had a...
Did
you eat that whole bone?
Oh, yeah. She's like, she was stress eating on that bone. I saw her.
Oh, my God.
She was stress boning.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Right.
This guy says, I saw more arrests during protests in Minneapolis this summer than I have watching people storm the U.S. Capitol.
Right. I mean, goddamn, man. I mean, the people at these protests, these BLM protests, they were kettled, trapped, made to stay after curfew so they could get arrested. And we saw how the police treated them. They squirted them down with goddamn pepper spray. And these fucking white dudes are allowed to, like, walk around the Senate dragging a Confederate flag. Around like an idiot.
So yeah, early, excuse me, got frogs in my throat.
Right.
Drippy. Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn the election. So, even though Trump at his inciting rally this morning, was saying, I hope he does the right thing. I hope he does the right thing.
Shit, man.
He did the right thing. And I mean, and wrote a memo that said, I can't do anything.
God, hey, Trump loves that are listening. I mean, Mike Pence, has anyone sucked Trump's dick harder?
Right, right.
More fervently than Mike Pence.
But for Trump, it's 100%, 100% of the time. Or,
and he had no choice, and then they came for him.
Or you're done, yeah.
That's crazy.
You're out. One disagreement, one bad tweet, and you're out of the fold.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, look at even Lindsay. Trump- he still shits on Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Which is which is why Lindsay is debased himself even more.
Yeah.
Lindsay tried every once in a while would go against Trump and be like, you know, oh, I'm standing up for I don't know the president. He shouldn't be doing that and stuff like that. And then Trump would make some shitty comment about him or some joke about him.
The thing is, it's like, you know, anybody that publicly said Trump had a chance to overturn the election with these bullshit lawsuits. And if you're a politician and you had an opportunity to say what Trump's doing is fucking crazy and you didn't, that's unforgivable.
Oh, Horn guy made it to the speaker's chair.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't see that picture.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what is he? Did Horn guy, this is what I don't understand. Did Horn guy get up this morning with the expectation that I'm going to be sitting in the speaker's chair later on today?
I don't think so. I think this was all, they're all very happy and that they got in.
Is he on like, I don't know. Is he on, are these people on meth?
I'm sure some of them, sure. Yeah. Oh, wow. They've made 13 arrests so far.
God, you're
Public Citizen tweeted for reference. Public Citizen, the group, I mean, they're a pack for reference. There were 14,000 plus arrests at the George Floyd protests.
14,000.
Today we have 13.
Yeah, defund the cops because they're not doing fucking shit. Defund the motherfucking cops. Fuck them.
Oh, here's an interesting tweet. July 27th, 2020. Anarchists, agitators, or protesters who vandalize or damage our federal courthouse in Portland or any federal buildings in any of our cities or states will be prosecuted under our recently reenacted Statues and Monuments Act, minimum 10 years in prison.
Well,
don't do it.
Well, fucking shit.
Donald Trump.
Well, they're all on camera.
But that tweet I just read of his leads me to believe that he's already gonna pardon them.
Yeah. He can't pardon anybody right now. There's no fucking way.
I think he deleted that tweet.
Oh yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's amazing.
Why would he
care? This tweet is no longer available.
Why would he care at this point?
He deleted that tweet.
Does he think deleting that tweet makes him look less crazy or something? You know.
I guess. I mean, and Twitter doesn't forget.
Right. What do you mean? If you delete something.
Yeah.
And people automatically screenshot his shit.
The one that said, these are the things, because of course, here it is. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Who else was badly and unfairly treated? Mike Flynn.
Yes.
Manafort.
Right. Very unfair.
All the people that he has pardoned were treated badly and unfairly. So he's probably drafting the pardon for these scumbags right now.
You know, these people that have protested that over shit Trump's done, they resigned or whatever. They did that because they're worried about this moment.
Yes.
Everybody's been worried about this moment. And now we have this moment.
It's insanity.
I mean, you know, I mean, it looked like it's just so shy. I can't get over it. I've never seen. I mean, these guys, once they got in the building, they were very chill for a coup attempt. I mean, chill meaning they weren't worried about the cops. They weren't worried about, they just waltzed in there.
No.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, Jake Angeli.
Yes.
Is Horn Guy.
Oh, okay. Jake, you've been doxxed. So now we know who he is. Wow. Well, Horn Guy.
Yeah.
Can you give me your first and last name and how to spell it, please?
Sure. My name is Jake Angeli. That's J-A-K-E and A-N-G-E-L-I, angel with an I.
And can I ask your age?
Yeah, sure. I'm 32.
And I heard you say that you've come to several of the president's other events before. Why is it so important to you to come to these events?
So this is him from May, wearing the same shit. Well, I mean, wearing the is that... What kind of hat is that? I can't. It's a fur hat. It's horrible. But I can't tell. It looks like if it's wolf or something.
Right.
It's just horrific. Right. It's definitely Native American because there's feathers hanging from it too. It's got two buffalo.
Okay.
Horns sticking on either side. Now in this interview, he's got the American flag painted over just his eyes, like it's a mask.
Who did
but
that for him?
Today he's his full face is painted, but it's definitely him.
Right. Yeah, you know, I don't remember all the Biden people breaking out the face paint or progressives in general. That they're generally, you know, they're not the face painting crowd or the God or the I don't know, the rioting crowd with, yeah, with fucking horns. It's so fucked up that there's some animal that used to have those horns. Now this dickhead is walking around with these horns. Some amazing animal walked around with those horns and now they don't.
Yeah.
Now this Trump fuck has them.
Hopefully it lived a good life and the horns were removed after that, but you never know.
Yeah. It was Jake arrested?
I don't know yet. Somebody just tweeted, like, this guy is in a bunch of pictures. What's his name? And
yeah.
Twitter answered immediately.
Holy fuck. Well, I mean, it's only January 6th.
The west front of the Capitol has been retaken by law enforcement.
Has been retaken? Are you shitting me, man? What the shit? What, retaken?
Yeah.
From these idiots? Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's a picture of them surrounding all the media equipment they stole and setting it on fire.
You fucking dickheads. You're so fucking stupid. You dumb fucks. And those people that work in news, they have lives and shit. You know, they have people they go home to. They don't want to be hurt by you dumb fucking maggots.
For those wonder why they're not seeing mass arrests, the situation is ongoing and dangerous. Police leaders are still talking about the need to clear the Capitol and assembling the manpower to do that. Mass arrests take a lot of people power. Every inch of the Capitol grounds is covered by surveillance cameras. Not only will today's selfies by rioters inside the Capitol be used as evidence in criminal, likely federal trials,
yeah,
police and prosecutors will have plenty of time after today's crisis to sift through photos and videos and lodge charges. Those from around here will remember the mass arrests in D.C. on Trump's inauguration day. Almost all those prosecutions failed because D.C. prosecutors had to acknowledge they were unable to prove the people charged actually broke any laws. Most were just on the street. This is entirely different. Every person who went into the Capitol did it illegally, and that doesn't even include what they did once inside. It remains to be seen what charges will be filed, but I think it's safe to say that what started as a rally will result in arrests that will be in D.C.'s or D.C. federal courthouses for months or years.
Oh, shit. So, like, if you went in the Capitol today and fucked around, you're fucked.
You committed probably a federal crime and maybe even a local crime. Hopefully there'll be DC crimes that Trump can't pardon.
Well, I mean, fuck it. Yeah. Someone should get in trouble.
Oh, here we go.
It's so crazy.
This is... I don't know. I think it's one of the... Yes, I think it's the... this is Oregon. Salem, Oregon at the Capitol, yeah. Oh, they're shooting fireworks at the cops.
Okay, is this Antifa?
No.
Oh, it's still maggots, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not Antifa. Wow. Jeez.
Tom Nichols has it right. Trump's attempt to calm the waters is basically a call to just continue the violence.
He doesn't. If it's a coup, why don't we acknowledge that this is a coup and he is leading this coup, this fucking president?
Kansas City Star, Kansas City, Missouri, editorial board. No one other than President Donald Trump himself is more responsible for Wednesday's coup attempt at the U.S. Capitol than one Joshua David Hawley, their own new senator.
Oh, shit. Looks like someone's going to be made an example of. You know. God, and he was, are you telling me this guy was in the Capitol fucking around with these lunatics?
No, he was outside.
Oh, yeah.
He had that picture taken outside.
Buddying up.
The next picture I have of him, no, is him hiding.
He wasn't kneeling with them.
He was kneeling, hiding behind a barricade as it was announced that they had broken in.
But you did it, dumb
piece
fuck.
Of shit.
Why are you hiding behind the barricade? I thought you were in charge of this revolution. I don't understand if you're going to say you don't want to certify the election, then how can you at the same time want these people to calm down and what's up?
The New York Times is saying that Trump refused to send the National Guard, that it was Mike Pence who ordered the National Guard.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I didn't know Mike could do that, for one.
Well.
But there was also a report that General Milley sent them out on his own.
Yeah. Right. Well, God, I mean. Well, somebody has to do something, right? I mean, if our president is cuckoo banana fucking pants, doesn't want to.
Oh, shame on CNN.
Yeah.
Rick Santorum.
Oh, my God. The frothy mixture.
They have him on.
Why?
And they said he just said, I can't imagine that the president wanted this.
Yes. He
get that piece of shit off of CNN.
But yeah. But the thing is, that's it's good that he said that, because that's like a lesson. He can't imagine that the president wanted this.
Right.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's white privilege or whatever the fuck. But yeah, he wanted this.
100%.
He wanted this. He said he wanted this. He said he wanted violence. He's
Rudy. This morning he said go. Go to the Capitol.
Did Rudy really say, I want a trial by combat?
Yeah.
What a fuckhead. What a crazy asshole.
Also, in the news.
Yeah. You think Merrick Garland's going to go after Trump?
I don't know. You know, those would be probably federal charges.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There should be investigations, definitely.
Yeah.
Richard Marks tweeted, the president of the United States incited a terrorist attack on our Capitol.
Richard Marks?
The singer.
The singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a big lib.
What's the, what song did he do? I can't. It's not, he didn't do the love song.
I will be right here waiting for you, guy.
No, that's,
wherever you go.
That's another guy. I swear to God, that's another guy. Richard Marks is even older than that guy, I think.
Poor Richard Marks.
I saw him in concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he opened for some group at Six Flags over Georgie, performing at a theme park. There's nothing wrong
it
with
it. It is
that.
Right here waiting.
Is it real? That's Richard Marks?
Hold on to the nights.
Hold on to the night.
Right here waiting.
Oh, shit.
Those are the big
ones. I thought
ones
that was Whitesnake, man. I thought Right Here Waiting was fucking Whitesnake. Oh, my mind is blown. Oh, my God. Jeez. Whatever it is, I that was from Martin's. Was that from Robin Hood?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Now, not to go off on a tangent here, but would you say Kevin Costner's Robin Hood was the best
of
all the other Robin
Hoods? No.
Not the one, not the cartoon one with the fox and the animals. I like that.
No, I like the old Errol Flynn one.
Oh yeah, shit yes.
Oh, look at the time flying when there's an attempted coup going on in the country.
Yeah, it's still going on, right?
It happens really quickly. God, I wonder what
you know, it's why wouldn't some you know, why wouldn't some other country like Iran look at us right now and say, hey, let's fuck with them? They're a mess right now. I mean, a guy, you know, if you let a guy like this be president, then we're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And we're fucked.
Right now, do me a favor. Go back 8 weeks. I want to go back 8 weeks. Let's go back 8 weeks. We want to go back and we want to get this right, because we're going to have somebody in there that should not be in there, and our country will be destroyed, and we're not going to stand for that.
That's his mourning.
That is him saying a coup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
So that was the beginning of this.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get this working now.
I'm not going to read into it. There's a lot of people that are reading into shit and getting all triggered. At this point, reading into things is actually kind of pointless. You're going to know sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can sit here and speculate. He sounded positive. He sounded negative. He sounded... I don't really...
So that's right after... This is before the violence.
Oh, okay.
And right after Trump's...
Right.
...speech. And he's like, Trump sounded positive. Trump sounded negative. We were talking about this earlier offline.
Crab diving offline that conversation.
I thought Trump definitely sounded like he knew it was over.
Yeah.
But he was still going to...
Right.
We're still fighting, but I'm still going to fight.
You know, I don't know. He's, it's more than he's, this guy is just raising money. I mean, I always thought this thing was just so he could get paid. But
Nancy says, see you later tonight. They're planning on finishing tonight.
Yeah. They want this guy to go away. I mean, why do they need to finish this though? It's a fucking formality. Biden is going to be president.
Well, right.
On
and
January
now
20th.
I really want to see these assholes get up and object.
They won't. They can't. I mean, shit, dude. That they do that, that is telling the people out there burning the Capitol to continue burning shit. That's the message.
Rachel Maddow is now speculating as to why was the vice president consulted about the deployment of these National Guard.
Is it 25th Amendment time? Finally?
And that Pence is saying they're committing to finishing this tonight.
Wow. So
fuck you, maggots.
Yeah. They're going to finish this.
No anymore. We're, none of us know. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of us really fucking know at this juncture. There's a million different things I thought would already occurred. And I thought the blatant, obvious fraud would have been enough for the right things to have kicked in, and instead, they didn't, which tells me there's, you know, either there's less control within the government than we believe there was, or there's something else going that we don't know. Either way, I'm not going to sit here and...
Oh, the Q people are all on top of this. First of all, this morning, the Q people were saying, Ossoff and Warnock winning in Georgia is right along with Trump's plans. He knew... Because now he got to expose Raffensperger and Kemp and all these other Chinese agents. And that it's 5D chess and it's just a matter of time. So now he's exposing all of these people.
Is the guy in the horns QAnon?
I would think that's probably a safer bet.
No, I mean, is that QAnon?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. He doesn't look smart enough to get on the internet.
Right. No, he doesn't. But he's concerned that, Joe Biden stole the election. And he's dressed like Braveheart.
It's very strange.
Running around like a fuckhead.
He does look like it. Like he's at a football game.
Does he have a sword stuffed down his pants? Oh, I don't know. Something like see, that. If you look at him, he's got like a knife.
No, he was just happy.
Oh, yeah.
He was excited to be there.
Right.
I'm going to skip forward in Dilly and see if it.
Okay.
Because it's a 4-hour show that Dilly put out today.
Right.
So I'm wondering if the violence kicks in. I think it does. And let's see what he feels about it.
Capital. And in the meantime, from walking over, we heard that, oh, Pence is a fucking traitor. And McConnell's making statements that, oh, Trump lost badly. So people are like, fuck this. So they literally get to the Capitol. There's still people marching from the thing. Now there's nowhere to go. They've surrounded the Capitol. People are up there. I sent some pics.
Yeah.
They're up there. We've heard 7 flash grenades. It's been about a half hour, but right away it was like, boom, boom. My buddy texted me and said, they're trying to fucking break in.
So this is a caller,
yeah,
telling Dilly. Then we found out Pence is a fucking traitor.
Oh my God! Does Dilly support this?
Oh, he's smiling. He's beaming.
Yeah,
through this description right now.
They literally took the barricades, put them up on the fence, and people are climbing over the fence to get into the yard in front of the Capitol. And the military is holding the things. Like, you know, like a metal guardrail?
Yeah.
Lay it on a side. And people
I saw
are climbing
that.
Up like a fucking...
Wait, so are the military trying to prevent the people, or are they actually helping?
They're helping them in, dude. They're holding the fucking metal barricades while people...
So the military is assisting the MAGA American Patriot with storming the fucking Capitol.
Oh, well, that's interesting news.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I mean, you know, I don't know if this guy's objective, who he's talking to.
Right. No, I don't know that's exactly accurate.
That's not Brian Williams.
Let's see if I had a little...
Computer with the emails and everything still up on it because they rushed out of there without getting to lock down their shit.
What?
And he's like, hey, I'm sitting in the... He goes, look where I'm at. He's like, they left their emails open.
Dude, that was the talk at the rally. Like, what if we all stormed it? Nobody could stop us. I'm like, well, maybe the first 50 people would die. But, you know, hey, we'll get a good GoFundMe page for them.
No.
You know, whatever.
Right.
That was the talk of the thing. Everyone's like, well, fucking...
Dilly's beaming. He's got a huge smile on his face.
You know, it's like, that's our country. You can just walk in there.
American Revolution version 2.0. Zero-sum game. We will die for our country. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
This person who tweeted the show. This isn't Dilly.
Yeah. I mean, life coach.
But this is somebody else.
My life coach is an insurrectionist. Or a seditionist.
Unfortunately, this is where you're at. You have, I mean, this is what George Soros would have wanted, unfortunately. Because you, at some juncture, if you're an American patriot and you're occupying the Capitol peacefully, at some point, you needed some type of authority to back you. Whether it was the police, the military, or the politicians. Someone had to stand and go, you know what? They're right. It's just you, and as far as I can tell, the President of the United States, and he's just one guy who has been surrounded by traitors.
Oh, boy. So that's the that's the crazy fever swamp over there on that side, what they're going through right now. These are patriots that
right.
are peacefully protesting, Ryan, just grabbing that lectern and taking it. He took it peacefully. He looted it peacefully.
I mean, my God, it really looked like they were walking it. As they're walking out, you see people with these Trump flags. And they're like kicking the stanchions.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. Are they going to be surprised when they're arrested?
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the reporters is out saying that they were told this morning not to wear anything identifying them as MSNBC.
Oh my
God. No logos.
God.
No nothing, because they knew what might happen.
Never mind. I'm just thinking, like, how bad would you feel if, I don't know, what if somebody from MSNBC gets hurt during this stupid shit? Some maggot who fucking can't stand, I don't know, because Trump.
Yeah, MAGA fans scream, fuck fake news.
Oh, that's nice.
As they storm the press and destroy their equipment.
I mean, these guys aren't going anywhere, I guess, right? Like,
But they're peaceful. Julie said.
Oh, that's right.
Julie said they're peaceful.
Oh, okay. What do they do to de-stress, to calm down? Yeah. Like after a day of insurrecting and rioting and I don't know, walking around the Capitol with the Confederate flag and the don't tread on me shit. What do you do to wind down?
W.
Yes.
Has a statement.
Okay.
Some crazy shit. No. This is how election results are disputed in a banana republic, not our democratic republic. I'm appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election and by the lack of respect shown today for our institutions, our traditions.
Yeah. Well, you lied us into a war, fuckhead. I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't it from these Republicans just see like it doesn't matter? That like this is their guy. It's like Trump is the president and he is a Republican. He is the leader of your party. You don't feel any response. Oh,
they're up to 15 arrests.
Oh, 15.
Yeah, yeah.
God, they're like, we can't. These cops want us to feel bad because we can't do mass arrests. It's way too complicated. No, it's not, motherfuckers. You know how to arrest people.
One protester is pictured in the Capitol with what appears to be a handgun on his hip and a handful of zip ties to take congressional members hostages.
Shit.
Hundreds of people were talking about doing this openly online.
See, like,
here's a picture of a guy literally with a gun on his hip and a bunch of zip ties in his hand climbing all over the stairs of the chambers.
Is that parkour guy?
No.
Okay.
Parkour guy didn't have I don't think he had a tack vest on.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
That's crazy, man.
So now we know. Had they gotten to any of these members? They weren't planning on being violent at all, Ryan. He just had zip ties and a handgun.
Yeah, is the worry that like...
And this guy, by the way, this is where I differentiate
yes.
between a lot of these droolers who are taking selfies in Nancy's chair.
Yeah.
And this guy is totally face covered, totally right. eyes covered, wearing full military gear.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes, with zip ties and a sidearm.
That's the crazy thing, right? Because these maggots, they're different levels of craziness.
Yeah. Those are the ones to watch out for. I mean, you know, these idiots, too. But I don't know if these idiots, I don't know if the idiot that took over Nancy's office and sat in her chair was going to do anything to her. He'd probably yell at her. And I don't know that he would harm her, to be honest with you.
Right.
But the guy with the zip ties obviously had different
plans. We don't know, like, what happens when they're running in that room. And if you saw someone, what they would do.
Yeah.
What's this? I think they would be violent.
Trump supporter plays victim. During interview, just after breaking into the federal building.
No, jeez.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got maced.
You got maced?
By
the police.
Oh. And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. The federal authorities will be contacting you.
Oh, my God. Hey, Elizabeth, what happens? You get maced when you rush the Capitol.
Oh, she's got a towel. She's weeping.
Why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Yeah. No, this is bullshit. This is an insurrection. Jeez.
Holy shit.
Man, that's some crazy, say that 18 times. This is crazy.
So, I know the number one trends on Twitter, Trump is the number one. Hashtag white privilege.
Yeah.
About how these protesters aren't getting clubbed, maced,
right.
dragged off.
No.
Number three, resign.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Resign.
Honestly. And for the sake of the country, somebody has to do something. Maybe they'll 25th Amendment the guy, I guess.
There's another one.
Ma'am, what happened
it's the same
to you?
One. It's the same one. In fact, Elizabeth is trending.
Right. Oh.
Her name.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Knoxville.
Oh, shit. Elizabeth. Give it up for Elizabeth from Knoxville, everybody. Yes, this idiot submission is from Knoxville.
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution. They sprayed me with mace.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, maggot.
Well, and obviously she was under the impression that it wasn't a peaceful protest. They're storming the Capitol.
Right.
It's storming. A revolution.
A revolution.
And she got a face full of mace.
Yeah.
And now she's a plain victim.
You're storming the Capitol.
Jesus fuck.
God
well,
damn.
I mean, we'll see what tomorrow brings. We got to get out of here. It's time right. for the show to end.
Yes. Everybody stay home and wear a fucking mask.
Yeah. Didn't even talk about COVID or all that stuff today. Right. But, we, you know, we got the Senate. Yay.
Hell yeah.
Join
I thought
us.
That would be the big story of the day.
Join us tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live. Then we're available on your favorite podcast app and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing online, radarcomedy.com, or RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very Grindr. Funny Patrick. Grindr. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Stay safe. Avoid the maggots in your area.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully the country will still be around tomorrow when we do our show.
Yeah, fuck Trump.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.